As they're doing that, I wanted to take just our last portion of time here. My, there's been a lot. The worship and the love of God and perfecting in that. Great call to healing and prayer. Call to personal prayer as we're doing discipleship here. But I wanted to spend some time, and I know I did a little bit this last week. I wish Steve could have come up here. I just didn't ask him to do that. He'd done so much. And Steve Miller is the guy, leader of China Harvest, and he's a buddy of ours. And he came over to the service over there, and he shared about North Korea. And Levi, if we could put that map up for North Korea, just for some focus. We have let me ask this question. I sent out an email this week. How many of you were able to pop on the video? It's okay if you didn't or didn't even get the email, but how many got to see either the 4-minute video or the 20-minute video about North Korea? Just up and down real quick. Okay, golly, so the minority of us. All right, I encourage you, if you can, to take some time to read that, to watch that. Yeah, the 4-minute one, you're going to need to kind of gird yourself up. It's intensity maybe like you've never seen. Not graphic, but he wanted to show it in the service. Like, there's no way we can show that in the service. And it shows persecution of just the brutal things that are going on in North Korea. Basically, North Korea and the government and what they've been doing against Christians and their own people is ISIS on steroids over decades. That's really what it is. ISIS is bad, and it's not good in what's happening. But I'm telling you, what's been happening in North Korea, there's no other violation of human rights kind of, atrocities happening on the planet more than in North Korea. They're inventing new ways to torture and do brutal things to people. And so we sent that video out, and the only reason you'd watch something like that is to fire your heart with faith about something that's happening on the planet that you ought to be, I think, concerned about. But basically, North Korea was had a revival in the early 1900s where millions got saved. It was glorious. The capital of North Korea, Pyongyang, was called the Jerusalem of the East. And there was millions of, there was like Presbyterian, one Presbyterian missionary was trying to get there. He got shipwrecked the first time, went back to England, girded up, studied the language, went back the next year, was surrounded on the trip by pirates around the island, and they basically killed him. As he's being stabbed to death, This missionary English guy, he's handing a Bible to the guy who's stabbing him. He got on the mast and was throwing Bibles to those that were killing everyone on the ship. And then as he's being stabbed, he's handing the Bible out. And then some other missionaries got fired up by this and went there and began to share the gospel and asked the Lord, on the blood of this martyr, may the gospel break out in Korea. It wasn't north and south at that time. And basically, there was a massive revival. It was crazy what went on and exploded in that area. Then in 1910 or somewhere in there, the Japanese invade Korea. And they come in and demand that the Koreans bow a knee and worship the divinity of the Emperor of Japan. And those that didn't, they began to slaughter. They would nail them to stakes. They would do crazy, crazy things. For decades, the Japanese ruled in there and were brutal against believers specifically because it was believers that would not compromise. They would not bow their knee to that. Then after the Japanese were run out because communism comes in the 40s, 50s, and breaks in there, and that's where it separates into North and South Korea. The communists came in and finished off the job, and basically the communist government killed every believer they could find and eradicated every church in North Korea. And it was one of the most populated believing places in all of Asia in the East. And everybody either went south to South Korea or they were murdered and they were killed. And so that's been the situation for the last 50 years in North Korea. You knew that it was brought to our attention that we could get resource into North Korea, that there was some stuff happening where half of the North Koreans that were being fed were getting saved, and I told you about that last week. Basically, along that border on China, there's an 800-mile border between China and North Korea. There are multiple mission bases who put up crosses in China, which is crazy. They've got crosses up, and the word is out to the starving, emaciated people in North Korea. When you get out and cross that river, because it's a porous border. In South Korea, it's not porous. It's a militarized, you can't cross it deal. But in the north part, you can get out. There's places where that river's 3 feet wide. And people are starving to death, getting their families out because they've had massive drought, massive famines, and a ridiculous government that doesn't care about its people. So people are starving, not by the thousands, not by the 100,000, but by the millions. And people are dying. It's an epidemic what's happening there. So some of them are getting out, and the word is out, look for the cross, and you'll be saved. look for the cross and you'll be saved. And what they mean is you'll go and you'll get food. They'll take 2-3 days to get them conscious and back into where they can operate. I mean, they're so starving to death, the children and families. But then they spend time sharing the gospel with them. And half of the people that are coming up out of there are getting saved. They're getting born again. And they're being sent back with Bibles, with bags of rice, to go back in and share the gospel. It's an amazing story. It's hard to watch. And again, I encourage you to watch the videos. But what they're enduring, what's happening is amazing. Since all the Christians were eradicated, there are now a couple hundred thousand, they think, believers in underground situations. China, where it's been tough to be a believer, and you've known that, is really loosening. Christianity is spreading like, well, I mean, I think that what the guy told us this morning, 15 to 25,000 people a day are saved in China. Isn't that something? 15 to 25,000 a day are saved. It's such mass revival. It's hard to even get numbers on what's happening in China. And because of that, you know, there's persecution, but it has stopped as they're embracing capitalism and doing various things. And so there's lots of missionaries that are coming in out there. They'll get kicked out every now and then, but basically it's, you know, it's a different situation in China now. So, but North Korea is not. North Korea is the hardest place on the planet. It's brutal toward any believers, missionaries, anything. You're just done. If you get arrested and found practicing Christianity, you're praying, you're converting one, you're arrested and put in prison for 7 years, and 2 generations after you will be arrested. 3 generations of your family will pay the price for you practicing Christianity in North Korea. The life expectancy for a believer in a prison in North Korea is 2 years. So you're sentenced to 7. You're not going to do that. You're going to die within 2 because it's going to be a bad, bad, brutal thing. They're inventing new ways to feed you to dogs and to, I'm being careful because of the children in the room, but it's brutal, brutal what's going on in there as they figure out ways to torture and try to get people to deconfess Christ. And I'm telling you, the heroes that are coming out of there, the martyrs' blood that has flown there would fill up a large El Dorado Lake. It's just unbelievable. I mean, thousands have bled to death with the opportunity to turn away from Christ, but would not do it. And so we're, praise the Lord that he has a testimony here. North Korea is about to explode, implode, and going to come down. Everybody knows it in the region. The government's out of control. Little Kim Jong, whoever his face is not in control. The generals are in control. They're starving to death. They're decaying. It's going to fall apart. And it's going to be brutal kind of human rights stuff that's going to go on. But all of these mission agencies are gathering. I've been invited to a conference in Seoul, South Korea, where 40 to 100 ministries worldwide are going to gather. And all they're going to do is partner and talk about and brainstorm about how to get into North Korea when it crumbles. We're getting in a little bit now, but we're about to really be able to get in. So I wanted to bring this before you. There are some resources up here. There's a 31-day prayer, monthly prayer, day-by-day prayer journal that will give you a story every day, give you some scripture, and give you the ability to partner with this, because we want to press the kingdom of God on North Korea. I mean, we want, Jesus is going to come back and have all the nations. He's going to get North Korea. But before he comes as the conquering king, he's offering terms of peace, even to the brutal murderers, even to these soldiers that are doing crazy things. So we want, you know, the gospel of peace to break in and to hit the foundations of North Korea. 24-ish million people. You got less than 1% Christian underground, just trying to survive and trying not to get arrested. So we have that here. I've got a map up here, and I've got another thing that's got some facts up here. I'll put all this up here on the altar. After we get done praying, please come up and grab one of these if you can. My heart has been so stirred. Yours may not. That's okay if it's not. But I'm telling you this. This is a bullseye target thing for the kingdom of God. You in Kansas, all us white middle-class Americans, I think we have an amazing opportunity to agree in prayer, to give money. We put some of that stuff out there. Can we put that up again, Levi? You can invest into the $7,500 a month that's needed to feed the poor, where they carry bags of rice in and do money. We gave $1,000 to that. I hope to give hundreds of thousands to it soon, because I believe God is raising up millionaires who are going to live like the middle class. We're going to get partners and pour money into this to feed them. Secondly, you can invest in the cross mission bases. There are some pretty major foundations in Canada and in Australia, I think it is, that are pouring into this, but they still always have need because more and more people are coming out. Or you can support an underground pastor for $30 a month. That's a wrong number. It's $360 a year. You could give a lump sum. We gave $360 and seeded into a guy today. Or you could do $30 a month or whatever you want to do. Now, again, only do what the Holy Spirit tells you. But I'm telling you, when you invest in these guys, 100% of the money goes to them. This isn't a missions agency that'll take 10%, 20, 25 of it to run their gig. This, all your money will go there. And I just want to encourage you, you know what I mean? Like when you get a hot stock tip, it's just an awesome thing. Like you can invest in that stock and you're going to triple or quadruple or, you know, 20 times your money. I'm telling you, this is a hot kingdom stock tip right here. I'm giving it to you. You want to build up wealth in the kingdom of God in the age to come? This is a place you can leverage treasure. And that may seem like odd talk to you, but that's the Bible. He said, store up treasure in heaven. I'm telling you, this is one of those places where you can get behind the suffering church. Before we pray, I want to share a story with you. And please, I hope everybody will listen to this story because I don't know how to comprehend this story. And then we'll pray a moment. Steve was over there with us today, and he told the story of one of the Kim Johns. I don't think it's the one now. It was the one before. So this story is a couple, maybe a decade or two old. But there was an area in North Korea somewhere, put the map back up there if you can, somewhere that it had really, they'd had some farming boom, and it was an amazing thing. And so this leader, emperor, who they worship and demand worship of, was going to make a trip out to this area he doesn't go to normal. Well, only 5% of Korea has roads. It's all, you know, it's dirt roads and terrible. So to get him out there in the dirt roads, they decided to pave all the roads. They started to make roads so the emperor and his army could go over there and celebrate the big thing that had happened because they were having drought and all kinds of stuff. So as they're building these roads, there was a barn along the way in the way of something, and they ended up leveling the barn. And when they leveled the barn, they found 20 to 30 people who had been living for 15 to 20 years underground under that barn. They were Christians who had an underground house church who had been become believers in a very aggressive, militarized area where they would have died for their faith. They would live under the barn during the day in this hole. They would crawl out at night. And because they were believers, they would not steal chickens or eggs. They would go dig up roots in the ground to eat and get whatever they could of sustenance and survival and then go back underground for the rest of the day. They would share the gospel at night too when they could and have any increase. But 20 to 30 people were living underneath this barn for about 20 years. When they leveled the barn, they found them. They found them down there. It was parents. It was kids. It was 30 people that were believers. When they found them, they do what they always do. They gathered them up. They rebuked them for following Jesus and for being Christians. They grabbed the children. Well, first what they did is they drew a line. They drew a line in the ground, put the 30 people over, and they said, if you will cross this line and say that you deny Jesus and follow the emperor, then we will not hang your children. But if you will not, then we're going to hang them. They took the children and divided them away. And I'm going to be careful, but this is reality. They took the children. They put the nooses around their necks while they said it again. Listen, we're going to hang your children from those trees unless you parents cross that line. The children are weeping and crying. They're fearful. They begin to cry out to their parents. Their parents, it is testified, looked at them and said, we will be together soon in the kingdom with Jesus. We will not deny. They took the children in front of the parents and they hung them in the trees and went through the process of what that was. Then they said to the parents, if you will not deny Jesus and you will not bow down to the emperor, then what we're going to do is we're going to lay you down, and with that steamroller that's laying this road, we're going to run straight over you. They said, no, we will not deny Jesus. They laid them down, toe to head, toe to head, toe to head, however many there were adults in one straight line, and lined up the steamroller, and they said again, if you will not turn and worship the emperor and deny Jesus, we're going to run this thing right over you. The story came out, and the reason they know the story is because some woman who was in the area was at a feeding station that we talked about, and they began to sing a song. And when the song was sung, this woman began to lose it. I mean, she lost it, hysterically crying, and began to tell the story that I'm telling you. A Korean believer lady who had got away, not from the situation, but was on the fringes and knew what had happened. And the song that they sang in that station was the song that this line of believers laying on the ground as a steamroller started and rolled over every one of them. They sang this song together. More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee. And the voices got fewer and fewer in this martyr's choir. More love to thee, more love to thee. Once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest. Now thee alone I seek and give what is my best. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee, more love to thee, and less voices sang as the thing rolled forward. Let sorrow do its work, come grief or pain. Sweet are thy messengers, sweet their refrain. When they can sing with me, more love, O Christ, to thee. More love to thee, more love to thee. Then shall my last breath whisper thy praise. This be my parting cry of my heart, this shall I raise. More love, O Christ, more love to thee. And every one of them were crushed and died that day for the sake of Jesus, singing a worship song. They had just watched their children hanged, and they paid the ultimate price. And their martyr's blood has fired the faith of people all over. I'm telling you, I'm not joking when I say this is ISIS on steroids. That's one of thousands of stories of creative ways, running over people with bulldozers, blah, blah, blah. And the people will not deny. They will not turn. I get a little bad month. I get three people don't like me. And I'm like, God, where are you? You know? And they're bearing this. And these martyrs preach something to us that Jesus is worth more than anything in this life, that the life to come is worth more than this life, and there is nothing too hard, nothing that's not worth going through, that we might bear the glory of God and the testimony of Jesus in all that we do. Father, I pray for everyone in this room that just heard this story, that they not miss the martyr's message that was designed by you to fuel our hearts for courage and boldness for the sake of the gospel. Remove the pettiness out of our lives and the boredom and the stuff we get caught up in. And release by the grace of God, your grace and power. We give you ultimate glory for those people going through that. And we're asking you to deposit that kind of grace in we Americans that we might endure in our situation, singing more love to thee, more love to thee. With our dying breath, with our suffering at job breath, with our little bit of trouble breath, Lord, I pray, help us to sing and help us to stand faithful and help us to rally around these great heroes that will rule with you in the millennial kingdom and forever, these blessed martyrs. We pray now in Jesus' name for the church in North Korea. God, have mercy. Thank you that you're spreading and making disciples there. Let every human foundation crumble, those demonized evil. I pray that they be saved. You died for them just as much as you died for the martyrs. We pray that the generals get saved. We pray colonels get saved. We pray these soldiers that enact the evils, atrocities, Lord, touch their hearts. Draw them. Let a national revival happen in North Korea that stuns the nations. We pray, let your kingdom come and your will be done in North Korea as it is in heaven. And I pray for a church that could sing with all of its heart, more love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee.
mark our hearts. Mark the hearts of those who will listen to this later and those that will watch this later. Mark our hearts with fearless, radical obedience that abides in people that are willing to be martyred. We trust you to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're disciples, and as disciples, we listen to the word, but the key to discipleship, and we make this mistake in America, a lot of places, we try to tell, Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to listen to what they ought to obey. Is that how it goes? No. Teaching them to obey. If all we do is teach you what you ought to obey, you sit, you listen, and you go obey a measure of it, then we're not making disciples. So we want to strengthen your obedience. We all struggle, the muscles of our obedience. It's one thing to hear the Spirit. It's another thing to obey with life abandoned for the glory of God. And so we want to just walk this out. And I'm setting this all up to say for two more minutes, for three, four more minutes in this service, I need you to do what we've talked about. And what I mean by that is I need you to pray. I'm asking you to just take a couple minutes in groups of threes to fives, appoint one person to start, pause, listen to the Spirit, and let one person end that thing and have a prayer meeting. Would you pray for revival in North Korea? Would you pray for revival here? Would you pray for more boldness and courage to die for Jesus in North Korea? And would you pray for it here? Would you ask the Lord to break the darkness of depression and despondency and pettiness of worrying about little sufferings here? I don't mean that negative. I want it in me. Ask him to free us that we might live in reality and be as happy. I think the happiest people on the planet are people who lay down in front of bulldozers and will die for Jesus. They got to be the most free people on the planet. Everybody else is in bondage at some level. May the Lord give us that kind of abandon that we would live and die for what we believe and have the joy that that is. So give me just a couple minutes. We're going to get done early and you can make your way home in the snow. But would you gather in little threes and fours and fives in little groups and have a prayer meeting? Have a prayer meeting. Listen with your heart. Add an amen. Practice a prayer meeting. Prayer meetings are changing the planet. In fact, Levi, do you have these quotes up here? Can you give them to me? As you're gathering in your group, really quick, I'm sorry I said I was done, but look at the thing. Satan dreads nothing but prayer. His one concern is to keep the saints from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil and he mocks our wisdom, but he trembles when we pray. That's what the enemy does. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on his knees. The true church lives and moves to be in prayer. Samuel Chadwick, Leonard Ravenhill. Let's do this powerful thing we can all do, royal priesthood. Pray together and agree in Jesus' name. Let it be awkward, move around, and go for it. And when you get done, we're done.